in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Just worship him. He is said to do great and mighty things in our midst. You are in for an encounter with the God of the whole earth, the God of the heavens and the earth. Kila brande ke po shala branda kapatai. Thank you, Father. Father, we reverence your presence. We honor you in this place. Thank you because we are in for an unforgettable encounter in your presence. Thank you, Father, for harvest of souls into your kingdom. Thank you for harvest of miracles, healing, signs, wonders. Thank you, Father, for supernatural shiftings, notable transformations of lives and destinies. Thank you for indelible impartations of the Spirit, supernatural turnaround, dramatic turnaround. Thank you for supernatural change of story, situations and status by your word and your Spirit. And at the end of the day, you will be revealed. You will be glorified in our midst. Thank you, Jesus. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Do in our midst what only you can do. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. Clap your hands, oh you people. Who is excited? I say clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, God will exceed your expectations tonight. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. Welcome to April Miracle Healing and Impartation Service. Hallelujah. We have come for an encounter with the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And he has never failed us once. Hallelujah. His presence has always honored our services, our miracle services. Hallelujah. I want you to do me a favor tonight. I want you to clarify your expectations. That's the first thing I want to say. Clarify your expectation. What I mean by that is that be very clear, be very specific what you want God to do for you in this service. Let me ask you a question. What do you want God to do for you in this service? What are your expectations? It has to be very definite. It has to be specific. It has to be very clear, so that when God does it, you will make no mistake about it. You will know that he is the one that did it. Am I communicating? Don't be ambiguous. Don't let it be ambiguous and undefined.
You need clearly defined and definite expectation. Why am I saying this? Because while I was preparing for the service, the Lord showed me a vision. And in the vision, there were two people. I think I saw two women, you know. I was to minister to them. And then I asked them, what exactly is your challenge or situation? What you want God to do for you? And the two people were looking at me like this. They were trying to think. They don't even know what God wants. As in, they are not specific. And I was surprised. I was surprised in the vision. How can you come before God and you are not clear about your expectation? Now, I'm going to give you 1 minute. Clarify your expectation. If it means to write it down, write it clearly. Am I communicating? What exactly do you want God to do for you? Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, he said, what do you want me to do for you? He was shouting, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. Jesus stood. He said, call him. Jesus sent for him. He came. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Thank God, blind Bartimaeus was very specific, very concise. He was clear. He had a clearly defined, definite expectation. He said that I may receive my sight. He didn't say give me money. He said that I may receive my sight, because that was what he needed. That was his expectation. For somebody here, your own is healing. You need a healing miracle. Am I communicating? For another person, it's not healing you need in this service. You need money, financial miracles. For somebody else, you need the miracle of favor. For somebody else, you need the miracle of God's mercy. Am I communicating? For somebody else, you need miracle job. Am I communicating? You need a job for somebody, admission. For somebody, visa. Somebody, scholarship. Somebody, grant. Am I communicating? Somebody, your own is encounter. You just want to have an unforgettable, destiny-defining, life-transforming encounter with God. The type that will shift you totally to another dimension. Am I communicating? For somebody else, your own expectation is impartation of a specific grace. Am I communicating? Impartation of a specific grace, anointing, gift of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Clarify your expectation. Are you writing? Clarify your expectation. Because until it is clear, you will not be sure when God does it. Until it is clear, it is not there. Am I communicating? When the power of God comes, is going to materialize the expectation of your heart. Glory to God. So it needs to be clarified. Kabarondo sovre dila kapataya. Ila barondo sovre gedia. Kabonde sefre tole gida kapatenas. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. A word of exhortation. Genesis 21 verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Verse 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at what? The set time. Somebody say at the set time. At the same time which God had spoken to him. Verse 3. He said, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Isaac means laughter. God will give somebody an Isaac kind of testimony. An Isaac order of testimony. An Isaac order of miracle. The kind of miracle and testimony that will provoke laughter. Not just from you. When your neighbors and your friends
and other people hear it, they will join God to rejoice and celebrate with you. A laughter-provoking testimony. Thank you, Father. 1 Samuel 2:21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived. If you are believing God for the fruit of the womb, this is your service. Your miracle baby is coming. He says, the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. 1 Peter 2:21. 1 Peter 2:12. Kalobo shata. It's having your conversation. The conversation there means manner of life, conduct and character, your manner of life, the way you live, your lifestyle. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. This is your day of visitation. Amen. I said, this is your day of visitation. Amen. The day of visitation. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. Now, I want you to give me this in amplified version. Luke 19:41, amplified version. You will be blessed today. It says, and as he, that's Jesus, approached, he saw the city, that's the city of Jerusalem, and he wept all deeply over it. My God. Jesus wept at Lazarus' tomb. And then Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. This is another instance where Jesus wept. He cried audibly. People could hear him crying. Whatever we make Jesus cry is a serious matter, true of us. It must be a serious issue. Let's find out, why did he weep? Find out. Exclaiming, would that you had known personally, even at least in this your day, the things that make for your peace, for peace, in bracket, for freedom, freedom for from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin, and upon which your peace, your security, your safety, my God, your prosperity and happiness depends. Hallelujah. He said, but now they are hidden from your eyes. May God anoint your eyes with eye salves that you may see. May God give you a seeing eye, a hearing ear, and a wise and understanding heart. Next verse. The miracle of eye opening. He said, for a time is coming upon you when your enemies will throw up a bank with pointed sticks about you and surround you, and shut you in on every side. Next verse, talking about the invasion of Jerusalem. It says, and they will dash you down to the ground, you Jerusalem, and your children within you, the destruction of Jerusalem. And they will not leave you. They will not leave you one stone upon another. All because, look at the reason why all these negative things will happen. Look at the reason why the enemy will prevail and destroy them. Look at the reason. Are you seeing it? It says, because you did not come progressively to recognize and know and understand from observation and experience the time of your visitation. Can you see the root cause of all the problem, all the wahala? Can you see why the enemy is taking advantage of them, attacking them, destroying them. He says because they did not progressively come to recognize and know and understand the time of your visitation. That's the title of this message. The time of your visitation. The time, I'm so excited to announce to you, this is the time of your divine visitation. I said, this is the time of your visitation. May your eyes be open to see and to know that this miracle service is the time of your what? Visitation. That is, when God was visiting you, the time in which God showed himself gracious towards you. Hallelujah. So the time of visitation is a time in which God is gracious towards you. Am I communicating? God is gracious towards you and offered you salvation through Christ. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
And that salvation is not just deliverance from sin, it's also deliverance from sin and the consequences of sin. Okay, so it also includes deliverance from poverty. So you see, salvation is a compound word. It has to do, it's a complete package. It includes your healing. It includes your prosperity. It includes your welfare. Am I communicating? It includes someone that just got born again. Being born again is part of it. It includes receiving the Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's a complete package. It includes peace, love, joy. Am I communicating? It says, God is offering you salvation, all that full package, during the time of your visitation. Hallelujah. Now, that word time, there is the Greek word kairos. Am I communicating? There are two Greek words translated time in the New Testament. There is chronos, there is kairos. Chronos, where they get the word chronological. Chronos is talking about the normal 24-hour period of that makes up a day. The normal 7 days that make up a week. Okay? As in your calendar time, okay? The normal 4 weeks that make a month, 12 months that make a Gregorian calendar year. So that one is chronos. Am I communicating? The other Greek word for time is kairos. Now, kairos is an opportune time, as in it's a special occasion. It's a divine time. It's a divine time that is associated with divine visitation. This is when God visits his people. And so many prophetic things happen. Kairos is a divine appointment with God. Am I communicating? Kairos is what? Divine appointment. Somebody say divine appointment. It's divine appointment with God. It also means due season. Kairos also means due season. It's a divinely appointed time that comes with divine opportunities, divine promotions, The day David killed Goliath was a Kairos moment for him. It was a Kairos time. It's not the usual 24 hours period. Am I communicating? The day of Pentecost was a Kairos moment. The day Jesus was born was a Kairos moment. The day Jesus died was a Kairos moment. The day he resurrected was a Kairos moment. Am I communicating? The day God sent Prophet Samuel to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be king, to replace King Saul, who had disobeyed God and rejected the word of the Lord, that was a Kairos moment for David. When the anointing came upon him, the day Saul, son of Kish, was anointed to be the first king of Israel by Prophet Samuel, he poured the oil on his head. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee as a what? captain over his inheritance. That was a Kairos moment. Our lives and destinies changes during Kairos moment. You see, Kairos moment, Kairos time, they are destiny defining times. You need a lot of discernment not to miss out. Because these are times that comes with divine opportunities, special occasions, divinely appointed seasons for certain things to happen. If you miss your Kairos moment of divine visitation, you will need a miracle. You will have to wait. Are you listening? The day Moses encountered God at the burning bush, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush. That was a Kairos moment. And that was the day he was commissioned to go and bring God's covenant people out of Egyptian bondage and captivity. It was a Kairos moment. In Isaiah 6:1, Isaiah said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up." He had an encounter with God. The angel flew and carried a live coal from off the altar and anointed his tongue. And that was the day he was commissioned. And then God sent him. Am I communicating? Before then, he had been prophesying, but he didn't know God. He had never encountered God. God did not send him. He was prophetic. He was even giving national prophecy. Read Isaiah from chapter 1 to chapter 5. You will see Isaiah prophesying. But it was in Isaiah chapter 6, 1 to from verse 1 to 6, when he encountered God in the throne room, and then he was anointed and he was purged his iniquity and all of that. He was consecrated and set apart. That was when God ordained him, and then he now heard a voice saying, "Whom shall I send?" He said, "I heard a voice." After his encounter, in that encounter, he had a voice. He said, "Whom shall I send? Who shall go for us?" And then he said, "Here am I. Send me." What? That means God did not send him all those ones he was prophesying from chapter 1 to 5. Without a divine encounter, your destiny does not count. If you want to count in life and destiny, you need a divine encounter with God. Am I communicating? Our lives and destinies, they shift gears during Kairos time. Am I communicating? They are destiny defining moments. What are times of divine visitation? I've already started defining it. What are times of divine visitation? We said this is your time of divine visitation. So what do we mean by times of divine visitation? Times of divine visitation are Kairos moments. They are Kairos moments. And I've explained the meaning of Kairos moments. Kairos moments are opportune time, due season, seasonable time, divinely appointed times, set time, proper time, the right time for certain things to happen, for prophecies to be fulfilled, for God to perform certain things. Am I communicating? So, times of divine visitation are Kairos moments. They are marked by special occasions divinely appointed by God. The decisive epoch waited for. What are times of divine visitation? They are special times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. Acts chapter 3 verse 19. It says, "Repent." Peter preaching. He says, "Repent and be ye converted, every one of you." It says, when you do that, times of refreshing will come from the what? The presence. Now, that's not the omnipresence, it's the manifest presence. Okay? from the presence of God. So, times of divine visitation, they are special times of refreshing that come from the manifest presence of the Lord. There are times of revival, there are times of restoration, divine restoration, there are times of divine rest and recovery. Hallelujah. What are times of divine visitation? They are divinely orchestrated times of encounters of the God kind. So divine encounters happen during divine visitation. You encounter God through His word, through His spirit. Bible said the Lord visited Samuel as He had said. The Lord visited Samuel in Shiloh through the word of the Lord. God revealed Himself through His word. There are times of divine encounter. You encounter God through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. You see, whether it is, you know, there are two broad kinds of encounters. We have word-based revelatory encounters, as in revelation from God's word. Okay, then we have spectacular encounters. Okay, visionary encounters, prophetic encounters are under spectacular encounters, Holy Ghost encounters, encounters with Jesus, angelic encounters. Am I communicating? And spectacular encounters, I think I've thought along this line, they must be in line with the written word of God. Am I communicating? They must be in line with the written word of God. So, times of divine visitation are divinely orchestrated times of encounters of the God kind. I just gave example of Prophet Isaiah, how he encountered God in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. Okay, even to 10. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, His train filled the temple and all of that. And from that encounter, He was consecrated, He was set apart, and He was ordained and commissioned and sent. Am I communicating? To do ministry. In Genesis 32, 28 to 30, when Jacob was left alone, he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Hallelujah. But it's not physical wrestling. It's not WrestleMania. It's not WWE. Give me Hosea chapter 12. Prophet Hosea explained to us the meaning of that wrestling that Jacob had. Hosea 12 verse 3. Look at the meaning of that wrestling. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Remember, the angel said, the angel of the Lord said, for as a prince hast thou power with God and power with men, and hast prevailed. So he had power with God. Verse 4. This is where I'm going. Yea, he had power over the angel, and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel. You remember Bethel, Peniel. And there he spake with us. Hold it here. So this is the meaning of that wrestling that Jacob wrestled in that Genesis 32, 24 to 28 that we read. It says, he wept. He made supplication. He's talking of prayer. Pressing into God in prayer. Heartfelt prayer. Can you remember how King Hezekiah prayed when Prophet Isaiah came and gave him a prophecy of doom? He said, put your house in order. Is it this sickness? You will not die. You will recover. You will die. Bible says he turned his face to the wall and he prayed and he wept and he gave God reason why he should not die. What gave him the audacity to pray against that prophecy? It's because he understood that premature death is not God's will for him. It's not God's perfect will. You know, there is the permissive will of God. There is the perfect will of God. There are some things God will permit because you yourself, you've already permitted it.
So it's not God's fault. But that's not God's perfect will. So Hezekiah understood that, and he reminded God of his merit. He now gave God reason why he should not die. And he prayed, he wept until he prevailed in the spirit. And God spoke to prophet Isaiah. He said, go and tell him, he will not die. I've added 15 more years. Hallelujah. You learn to pray until you prevail. Have you ever cried in prayer? Some of you only cry when you are watching movie. Or you only cry when they broke your heart. They serve you breakfast. Hot one. When you learn to cry in prayer, you will have less heartbreak. Because you will follow the leading of the Spirit. It's called spirit-led relationship. You won't be following six packs. Eh? You'll be following figure 8 shape. Rather, you will follow the leading of God's Spirit and do relationship based on God's will. Am I communicating? Because we live in a very sensual generation that people are moved by sight. Does he have money? Does he have car? Does he have his own house? You, Unko. Then me, I cannot marry a man that is earning less than 500k per month. You be thief. Say you must have a car. What is wrong with you buying your car? Why are you waiting for somebody else's car? Am I communicating? You be kuturune. Can't you make your own money? Why are you waiting for somebody else's money? And by the way, it's only when he marries you, that is when he's committed to you financially. Not when you were boyfriend, girlfriend. It's not by force. You don't have any financial obligation before you marry the person. I've said it before. As a lady, only before you marry, only one person is responsible for you financially. Your father. If you are broke, call your father. Stop looking for a boyfriend. That's if you cannot provide for yourself. Then when you marry your husband, boyfriend no join him. But it doesn't mean when you are doing courtship, you should be greedy. True love gives. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. I need to balance it. Because some people already say, thank you, Papa. That girl just disturbed me. Money for Brazilian hair, Peruvian hair, bone straight, when your destiny never straight. you no go do business with God, make you straighten your destiny. Like Jacob. Wrestle with God. In the place of prayer. They call for festival of fire, you will run away. Am I communicating? Boyfriend no be ATM machine. Remove your eye from his money. Because these days it's as if relationship is like trade by barter. The lady sees it as an avenue to make money, free money. The guy sees it as avenue for free sex. So it's like trade by barter. This one is offering money in exchange for sex, and vice versa. But that's not what the Bible says. Am I communicating? We are different from the people of the world. Oh. We know they do like that. What you carry me enter here now? We said the time of divine visitation. Are times, divinely orchestrated times of encounters of the God kind. We saw how in Genesis 32:28-30, Jacob encountered God. He wrestled with the angel of the Lord, which is the Lord himself, until he prevailed. The angel said, let me go. He said, no, I will not let you go until you bless me. He says, what is your name? He said, Jacob. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and power with men, and hast prevailed. He prayed his way from a fugitive to a nation, from an individual to an institution. Am I communicating? Somebody say divine encounter. Then in Genesis 28:10-22, when Jacob carried the stone that his father, his grandfather actually, Abraham, used to build an altar. He carried one of the stones to rest his head. He was on a journey. And then the Bible says, in a dream of the night, he had a divine encounter. He saw God. He saw a ladder, a very tall ladder. The top reached to the heavens, and the angels were ascending and descending upon that ladder. And there at the peak of the ladder, he saw the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that spoke to him. And he had an encounter with God. And then when he woke up from that dream, he said, what? He said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He said, this must be the gate of heaven. Am I communicating? This must be what? The gate of heaven. The church is not a place for jamboree. You know, the church is a place of divine encounter. Okay, let me show you something there. He said, he was afraid. He said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. And this is the first time that expression, house of God, this is the first time it is appearing in the Bible. It's in this verse. So that's to tell you that the house of God is not an entertainment or social club. It's not an entertainment center. It's a place of encounter. There's what we call the law of first mention in Bible interpretation. According to the law of first mention, the house of God is a place of divine encounter with God. You encounter God through his word in his house. You encounter God through the person of the Holy Spirit in his house. Thank God for excellence. Thank God for stage light, the glitz and glamour and all of that. But without the presence of God, without divine encounter, it ceases to be a church. Am I communicating? It's a place of divine encounter beyond the crowd. Thank God for crowd, but it's beyond crowd. Hope you know that in some of these entertainment show, Davido show, they have crowds. Hope you know. Even football stadium, El Clasico, there are crowds that gather. But is there divine encounter there? The house of God is not a religious center. It's a place of divine encounter. He says, this is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. So the house of God is the gate of heaven. So you should have a taste of how heaven should look like anytime you come to the house of God. Not nightclub. You know, there are some people that are more excited in nightclub than when they come to the house of God. Something is wrong. He said, this is a gate of heaven. Glory to God. So, what are the things that happen during times of divine visitation? I've started mentioning some of them already. What are the things that happen during your time of divine visitation? God can visit a city, just like Jesus mentioned Jerusalem, as he talked about the fact that they were not sensitive enough to know the time of their divine visitation. In other words, God visited Jerusalem through Jesus. Jesus was the prophet God sent. Jesus was the anointed. He was the sent one to them. He came to his own. His own received him not. They rejected him. So that was why he was weeping. He was crying for them. Am I communicating? So cities can be visited. God can visit nations. Revivals happen during those times. Mighty outpouring of the Spirit. Am I communicating? You remember the nation of Wales, the Welsh revival of 1904, catalyzed by Evans Robert, the leader of that Welsh revival. Then you remember Azusa Street revival. Eh? Where? Los Angeles, California, right? Azusa Street. That was a time of divine visitation. Revivals are times of divine visitation. Am I communicating? Now, when we say times of divine visitation, you know, that expression, some people that think they know Bible more than everyone else, they will now argue that, how can you say God is visit? God, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. That teaching is not correct. How can you say God is visiting me when God is living in me? You know, the only thing worse than ignorance is ignorance with arrogance. Some people are arrogantly ignorant, so they cannot learn. It is true that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Our body is his temple. There is the indwelling dimension of God's presence. There is the omnipresence dimension. That's God present everywhere at the same time. There is a God living in us, which is the exclusive reserve of New Testament believers. Then there is what we call the manifested presence of God. That's the miracle working dimension of his presence. When God decides to manifest his presence. Am I communicating? Now, that same God dwelling in you can decide to manifest his presence by visiting you. That's what we call times of divine visitation. Are there scriptures to support it? Plenty. I just read some of them to you. I just read it. Even in 1 Peter 2:12, you saw that expression there. The day of what? Visitation. Before some people will say, there's nothing like that in the New Testament. 1 Peter 2:12, what does it say? The day of what? So, there is such a thing as the time of your visitation. That same God living in you decided to visit you in order to bring to pass certain things concerning your life and destiny. Am I communicating? In order to upgrade your life. In order to shift you to another dimension. So, the expression day of visitation or time of visitation is a scriptural thing. Very correct. So, what are the things that happen? Number one, mighty outpourings of the Spirit, revivals, massive moves of God. During times of divine visitation, there is mighty outpouring of the Spirit, revival take place, massive move of God. We've heard of the Azusa Street revival, we've heard of the Pensacola revival, we've heard of all manner of revivals in history, even in contemporary times. These are some of the things that happen during times of divine visitation. There is a reign of the Spirit. Hallelujah. There is a reign of the Spirit. And that reign brings about supernatural harvest of souls into the kingdom. That reign of the Spirit brings about supernatural harvest of signs and wonders. And then that reign of the Spirit brings about supernatural supplies, surplus supernatural supplies. That's divine provisions, prosperity, increase. All these happen during the time of your visitation. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Psalm 65 verse 9. Psalm 65 verse 9. Give me this in Amplified version. Kobo Rabaka Sata.
He said, you visit the earth. So, he's talking about what? Divine visitation, right? David the psalmist is speaking here. He said, God, you visit. The you there is talking of God. He said, you visit the earth. You saturate it with water. Okay? You greatly enrich it. It's the waters of the Spirit. He says, the river of God is full of water. Am I communicating? So he's talking about the river of God, the river of the Spirit, the rain of the Spirit. He says, you provide them with grain. You see, that river of God, the rain of the Spirit, brings about supernatural prosperity, divine provision. Am I communicating? When God visits you, he provides for you. When God visits you, you enjoy what we call surplus supernatural supplies. Are you getting something? Okay, hold this here. Give me Ruth chapter 1 verse 6. I'll come back here. These are the things that happen during your time of visitation. So if you are battling poverty, lack, scarcity, shortage, all of that ends in the day of your visitation. Because there is supernatural supplies. There is what we call divine provision, supernatural prosperity. All these things happen during times of divine visitation. Glory to God. And every true move of God is also the move of cash. There is cash flow during revival. Even the revival that happened in the book of Acts, have you not read? The Bible says, as many that were possessors of land and all of that, they sold it, they bring it to the apostles' feet. The people became givers. As many that had were sharing with those that didn't have. Am I communicating? So there was no lack. It's there in the book of Acts chapter 4. The Bible says none. So that revival eliminated lack. Glory to God. I say glory to God. There was more than enough. You enjoy abundance during your time of divine visitation. And this is our year of abundance. It says, concerning, you remember the story of Ruth and Naomi. Okay? When Naomi heard that God had visited her people, she left the land of Moab, where she had gone on exile, she and her husband and her two sons. Unfortunately, she lost all of them. Am I communicating? Now she was left with two daughters-in-law, Orpah and who? Ruth. Ruth and Orpah. Okay, and they say they want to follow her back to her own people, back to Bethlehem, Judah. When she insisted they should go back, he said, I don't have any sons to give you again to marry. So even if I give birth today, will you wait for the person to grow before you marry? He said, go back, go and marry, continue your life. She convinced Orpah. Orpah went back. But Ruth said, for where? He said, anywhere you go, I go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. When she saw Ruth was determined to go with her, Naomi said, okay, let's go. And they returned back. And you know the story. How Ruth ended up marrying who? Boaz. The wealthy prince. And then she tattooed her name in the archives of history, became the great 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 grandmother of Jesus. But okay, David came from that lineage. Okay, Boaz gave birth to Jesse. Jesse gave birth to who? David. Hallelujah. Now Ruth 1:6, he said, then she arose with her daughters-in-law. That's talking about Naomi, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab, she had heard good news, how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. That's what I want you to see. He visited them in giving them what? You will not lack what to eat in this season. Your broke days are over. Seasons of divine visitation eliminate lacks, terminate shortage, terminate scarcity. He said he visited his people in giving them bread. I prophesy, your storehouses are filled to overflow. receive showers of blessings. Receive the rain of surplus supplies. I prophesy to your bank account. Be filled to overflow. The Lord anoint your head with oil. Your cup runneth over. Your bank account runneth over. Your money bag overflows. Because this is the time of your visitation. No more lack.
Go back to our reading. I just wanted to show you that anytime God visits his people, he gives them bread, surplus supplies. You enjoy abundance. You visit the earth, you saturate it with water, you greatly enrich. The river of God is full of water. You provide them with grain. When you have so prepared the earth, next verse, you water the fields for us abundantly. You settle the ridges of it. You make the soil soft with showers. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Blessing. The sprouting of his visitation. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive showers of blessings. Abundant showers of blessings. In this time of divine visitation. Verse 11. Give me this in NLT. New Living Translation. It says you crown the year with a bountiful harvest. So you receive supernatural harvest during times of divine visitation. He said, even the hard part overflow with abundance. If this is your word, you will receive it. If it's not your own, you will just be watching like a spectator. He says, the hard pathways, I prophesy, even in the midst of this economic hardship, you will enjoy abundance with overflow. Your life will overflow with abundance because the Lord has visited you and is visiting you in this service. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Joel chapter 2 verse 23. Mando boko sataya. Librando ko shalabatia. He said, be glad in you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. He has given you the former rain moderately. It will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Kabarakatosa. What year was it that the prophetic team God gave us was the year of rain of the Spirit? 2022. Some of you have forgotten. You see, the fact that this year is year of abundance does not mean you should throw away the previous prophetic word. They are a build up. They are building upon each other. Now look at the connection. 2022 was the year of the reign of the Spirit. The reign of the Spirit brings in harvest. Last year was what? The year of supernatural harvest. And when you gather the harvest, you have abundance. So stop throwing them away. Gather them together. Am I communicating? Kaleboko sabatia. Next verse. Look at what the rain will do. He said, the floors shall be full of wheat. The vat shall overflow. Call that word. Say overflow. With wine and oil, next verse, that surplus, supernatural supply and supernatural prosperity. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. So, there is what we call supernatural restoration. During times of divine visitation, the outpouring of the Spirit, the rain of the Spirit, brings about what? Supernatural restoration. So, it doesn't matter what you have lost. My God is restoring it in this time of divine visitation. Divine restoration. Even wasted years, lost opportunities, lost money, lost investments, katabarido bakatai, lost relationships with your destiny helpers. God is restoring all of them. Even your marriage is being restored. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Have you ever seen locusts that is eating? Yes, physical locusts. What do physical locusts eat? What do they feed on? So when you need to understand prophetic language, when you hear the prophet said the locusts, and he says, I will restore the years the locusts have eaten. Understand that he's not talking about physical locust, because physical locust, they don't eat years, they eat grass. Para, is it not para they call it? They eat grass. So the only type of locust that will eat people's years are demonic locusts, spiritual locusts. They are wasters of people's life and destiny, destroyers. They are responsible for wasted years, so that the only thing increasing about the person is their physical age. Their life is not increasing. Nothing is getting better. But if that is your situation, my God is restoring it. I'm enjoying this. Then in Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, it talks about the day of Pentecost. That was a day of divine visitation. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, we were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and the place was filled. And the Bible says, the Holy Ghost appeared like cloven tongues of fire upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with tongues as the Spirit. As the Spirit what? Wills. What happened during times of divine visitation? You enjoy supernatural favor, abundant favor. And this is our month of abundant favor, by the way. Luke chapter 1 verse 26. You enjoy abundant favor. You see, times of divine visitation, they are appointed seasons of favor. They are the set, it is a set time for God to favor you. He said, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of your salvation. That word accepted is the word translated favor. So, time of divine visitation are favorable time. God lavishly pours favor on you. Am I communicating? And in the sixth month, Angel Gabriel was sent from God. God is sending angels your way. Now listen. During times of divine visitation, there is heightened angelic activities. There is multiplied angelic activities. Why? Because God is visiting you and certain things must happen. Your life and destiny must gain traction, must shift gears. So angels are usually on the run. Am I communicating? God is sending angels of favor your way. God is sending angels of miracles, signs and wonders your way. Healing angels are visiting you. He says, an angel called Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now listen, God knows your address. I say God knows your address. Next verse. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. So Angel Gabriel was on a divine mission. He was sent to Mary. Next verse. And look at it. The angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou art highly favored. Say with me, I am highly favored. Now listen. Favor is in levels. There is low favor. There is moderate, medium favor. Then there is high favor. He said, you are highly favored. The womb that will house the Messiah, God in the flesh, it can only be one womb. Tell me which kind of favor that is higher than that one. You can only have only one person. Because Jesus is not coming to be born twice. Mm-mm. His birth has to be only one, and only one womb will carry him. And of all the women in the whole of eternity, it was Mary that was highly favored. My God, this is why is more than one in a lifetime favor. It's one in eternity favor that she enjoyed. it is all repeatable. No other woman can ever enjoy this kind of favor in history. God said, borrow me your womb. I want to come and save humanity. And she said, here am I, use me. Hallelujah. No wonder angel Gabriel said, you are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Then give me verse 30. Verse 30. He said, for the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. During your time of divine visitation, you find favor with God. You enjoy stupendous favor. You enjoy profound levels of favor. Psalm 102 verse 13. Give me Psalm 102 verse 13. He said, for thou shalt arise upon Zion. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Now that set time is a Kairos time. It's talking of the time of your divine visitation. Say with me, this is the set time for me to enjoy overwhelming favor. This is my set time to enjoy overflowing favor. I receive miracles of favor. I receive the ministry of angels of favor. 247. Hallelujah. What happened during times of divine visitation? Next, there is what we call divine performance, speedy performance, divine performance of hanging prophecies, hanging promises of God. It's a period in which there is speedy supernatural manifestation of God's word in your life. There is speedy performance of prophecies, promises, God's plan, and God's purpose for your life on earth. So prophecies find fulfillment. It's a time of divine fulfillment. Kairos moments, that's period of divine visitation, they are times of divine fulfillment and performance of God's word, of prophecies, of promises, of God's purpose, of God's plan. Am I communicating? This is very important. In Genesis 21 verse 1, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. The Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and what? Gave birth. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. At what time? Talk to me, at what time? At the set time. So she gave birth not just any other time, at the set time. Her EDD, expected date of delivery, was at the set time that God have ordained. So during times of divine visitation, prophecies find fulfillment. Prophecies are fulfilled. You see the manifestation of God's word in your life. God's promises, God's plan and purpose, they find speedy fulfillment. Mandobo Shalabataya. The same thing in 1 Samuel 2:21. The Bible says God visited Hannah and she conceived and gave birth. Ayayayayaya. You are betting things, oh. Not just children. I say you are betting great things. You are betting great ideas. The wisdom of God is causing you to bet solutions. You are betting generational solutions. You are betting problem solving skills. In the name of Jesus, you are betting that vision in your heart is finding fulfillment. You are betting that ideas, concept and insight by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are betting your dreams. They are coming to pass rapidly. No more delays. So during times of divine visitation, God puts an end to your waiting period. God eliminates delays. Am I communicating? In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, the day of Pentecost, that was the day that the prophecy of Joel, you know, Joel had prophesied in Joel 2:28, Joel, Prophet Joel prophesied that it shall come to pass in the last day. God said, God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Question, when did that prophecy find fulfillment? It was Acts chapter 2 verse 1, on the day of Pentecost. So that was a day of divine visitation. It was a Kairos moment. And then when some of the people watching, they buy those passing by, those just onlookers, when they saw them speaking in tongues, staggering like drunkard, they say, ah, these people, they don't shock, they don't take, they don't, they are high on alcohol. He says, they are full of new wine. That's alcoholic wine. Peter corrected them. Am I communicating? Peter said, give me verse 15. Jump to verse 15. Peter said, these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. What's the third hour of the day? 9 a.m. Jews start counting from 6 a.m. 1 hour, two, first, second, third. Third hour is 9 a.m. I know drunkard don't get drunk by 9 a.m. So Peter said, you people are wrong. They are not drunk with alcoholic wine as you suppose. Then look at his explanation, verse 16. He said, but this is that which was spoken by Prophet Joel. Ha! In other words, he said, today we entered into fulfillment of prophecy. That's the prophecy of Joel found fulfillment today. That's what he's trying to say. He said, this experience that you are seeing, he said, all this drama you are seeing, this manifestation you are seeing, they are the fulfillment of that prophecy Joel gave in Joel 2:28. When God said, when God spoke to, through him and said, I will pour out my spirit in the last day. Am I communicating? Are you aware we are in the season of fulfillment of prophecies? So prophecies find rapid, speedy fulfillment during times of divine visitation. What happens again? During times of divine visitation, there is what we call speedy supernatural manifestation of miracles, signs, wonders. Mighty miraculous manifestations happen during times of divine visitation. Because of God's presence and power, there is what we call mighty miraculous manifestation, supernatural manifestations, encounters of the God kind. Miracles happen, healings happen, signs and wonders happen. Hallelujah. These things happen during times of divine visitation. Kebo Rabatiza. Give me Luke chapter 7, verse 11. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. It says, and it came to pass the day after that he, Jesus, went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Next verse. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out. The only son of his mother. This is very painful. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. She just lost her only son, and she had lost her husband earlier. Perhaps the same demon that killed her husband is now killing her son. You know, there are demons that attack male members of families. Are you aware? This is an example. Another example is the story I just gave you. Naomi, who killed her husband, who killed her two sons. Am I communicating? It's not normal. This woman had lost her husband. Now she lost her only son. And then the Bible says, the people of the city, much of them were following her, mourning with her. Verse 13. They were taking the son for burial. And when the Lord saw her, I love this. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Compassion is what unlocks the anointing. Compassion. Compassion undams the rivers of the anointing. I have a lot of compassion for sick people, for oppressed people, for people in bondage and captivity. Am I communicating? Sometimes, even when I watch movie that is acted, if I see sick person, compassion just wells up in my heart. Even when it is acted, though, as in it's not real, it's acted. And the moment compassion flows, it activates the anointing. I just start feeling the anointing tangibly, as if as you minister to the sick person that is in the movie they acted. Honestly, Jesus saw her and he had compassion on her. And compassion unlocks the rivers of God's power. What you cannot feel, you cannot heal. Okay? Compassion is more than sympathy. It's different from sympathy. You know, when you are sympathizing, anybody can sympathize. But in compassion, it's like empathy plus willingness and ability to help the person to come out of the situation. That's you are not just feeling the person's pain, you have the ability to provide solution to the problem. Jesus had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Next verse, weep not. He said weep not because they were weeping. Verse 14. And he came and touched the bier. That bier there is a coffin. The coffin they put the dead boy. The casket. And they that bear him, that's what do they call them? Undertakers carrying the coffin. Usually four people, but two in front, two behind. Jesus came and touched the coffin. The law of contact and transmission. As he touched the coffin, he released the anointing and the undertakers could not move again. You need to know what happened there. The power of God froze them. They stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Jesus spoke to a dead man. In the realm of the spirit, everything he hears, all these non-living and living things, it doesn't exist. In the realm of the spirit, everything can hear. Jesus spoke to fig tree. Fig tree heard him. He spoke to the wind and the waves. They heard him and obeyed him. Jesus spoke to dead Lazarus. He heard him. And he that was bound came out. He spoke to this dead boy, the son of this widow at Nain. And he heard him. He said, I said to thee, arise. Next verse. And he that was dead sat up. My God. Imagine you were among the undertakers carrying that coffin. What will you do? Some people will take off. They will just throw the thing on the ground. He sat up and he began to speak. Hallelujah. That's a miracle of resurrection that just happened there. The dead being raised back to life. And he delivered him to his mother. Now, this is where I am going. I said all that in order to say verse 16. Give us verse 16. This is where I'm going. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, that God had visited his people. You see that expression again. In other words, this mighty miracle of the dead being raised is a sign that God has visited his people. And how did God visit his people? By sending a prophet. By sending Jesus. He anointed him, he sent him. Am I communicating? Very fast now. How do I maximize my time of divine visitation? How do you maximize your time of divine visitation? How do you maximize it? Number one, you need high level spiritual sensitivity. Maintain high level spiritual sensitivity and wise discernment.
The wisdom of discernment. You must be highly sensitive. Go back to that Luke 19, where Jesus talked about the time of visitation, verse 44, in an amplified version. Maintain high level spiritual sensitivity. See, it takes spiritual sensitivity to know the time of your visitation. If you are not spiritually sensitive, you can miss out. That's why the Bible says, be spiritually minded. Don't be carnal. Don't be carnally minded. You will miss your time of divine visitation. If you are carnal, don't allow carnality rob you of your time of divine visitation. Am I communicating? You must be discerning. You must be discerning. Can you remember when those three angels visited Abraham in his tent? They didn't come with wings, so they came as human beings. You know, angel can transform into human form. So they came like visitors on a journey. But Abraham was discerning. He had discernment. There's something about these people. No, they are not ordinary. He said, please, come inside. He ran. He met Sarah. Please, do pepper soup. Go to meet pepper soup for them. Prepare something. Hospitality. And then they came and served them. And then when the angels have eaten food, they don't believe food. They were well entertained. They were about to go. That was when one of them was the Lord himself. He said, where is your wife? Call Sarah. Sarah came, stood at the door. He said, by this time next year, you will have Isaac. Now imagine if Abraham was not sensitive. He allowed them pass. You see, this is how people allow their miracle pass them by. They allow their destiny helpers pass them by. You need sensitivity. Receive grace for divine sensitivity. Become like the children of Issachar. They have understanding of the times. You must have understanding of the time of your divine visitation. Jesus said, you do not know the time. He said, all these things will happen. The enemy will have the advantage over you. The enemy will oppress you, destroy you. Because you did not know the time of your divine visitation. He said, if you had known the things that make for your peace. And that know there, the Greek word is ginosko. It talks of awareness. It means acquaintance. It means perception. It means understanding, discernment. Am I communicating? So you must be sensitive. You must be discerning. You must learn to perceive. You must be aware spiritually of your time of what? Visitation. Next, how do I maximize time of divine visitation? Be hungry and thirsty to receive all that God has for you. Be what? Be hungry and thirsty. John chapter 7 verse 37. On the great day, on that great day, give me King James Version. In the last day, that great day of the feast. Hallelujah. And hope you know we've been on 3 days fast. Today is the last day of the prophetic fasting feast. Am I communicating? I said today is the last day, and today is a great day. And God is visiting us today. He says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. There is a standing invitation to the thirsty. There is a standing invitation to the thirsty. Spiritual thirst, spiritual hunger. They are potent spiritual currency. Isaiah 44 verse 3, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour flood upon dry ground. Listen, nobody ever encountered God casually. You've got to be serious. It takes a serious approach. You need to seriously desire him. Jeremiah 29, give me that scripture. Jeremiah 29 verse 13.
You don't encounter God casually, but seriously. You press into the things of God. You press into the Spirit. It takes a press. Paul say, I press. You can't be casual. All the encounters I ever had was born out of spiritual hunger. I became hungry for more. I knew there was more. I got tired of the status quo. Am I communicating? I got tired of religious Christianity, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. I told myself, I don't want to be part of this kind of Christianity. It's because of this kind of Christianity, religious Christianity, devoid of God's power, that makes people go to church on Sunday, then Monday, they are inside Babalawo house looking for solution. Is it because there is no power in the house of God? I hate religion. I say I hate religion with passion. How can people be going to church on Sunday, but Monday to Friday, they are moving from one native doctor house to another Boka house to all manner of this? Some are even mixing it with idol worship. After coming from church on Sunday, they will go and kneel down before an idol. Say, this one is the Gado Namune. Terrible. He said, ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all, somebody say all your heart. Give me a Message translation. I like the way Message puts it. Message translation. With all your heart. With all your heart. Tell your neighbor, with all your heart. You need focus. Don't be distracted. One of the worst enemy of receiving from God is distraction. Some of you, 1 minute before your time of visitation, your phone will ring. Because Satan is smart. He wants to distract you. Why don't you put it on silent or put it off and forget about it? Did you come here to be answering phone call? How can you be chatting here? You're not serious. You should have stayed at home and be chatting. Have you? Kill every form of distraction. You need focus. You need focus if you must receive. Peter said, look on us. And he gave them his attention. You need to give God your undivided attention. Praise God. Even your faith requires focus to work. When you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious. When you get serious about finding me. This is the law of encounter. Am I communicating? You are seeking God, born out of spiritual hunger and thirst for his presence in your life. David said, oh Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My flesh longeth for thee. My soul crieth out for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. He said, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so longeth my soul for thee, O God. My soul followeth hard after thee. How hungry are you for God? How hungry are you for his presence in your life? You've got to be hungry and thirsty. And we pour water upon him that is thirsty. God doesn't force anything on anybody that is not interested. It is your hunger. See, your hunger is like a magnet that pulls everything to you. I've been privileged in meetings in which the presence and power of God is in manifestation, and yet I will see how God will jump some people and be touching some other people. Is it because God is partial? No. God is looking at the level of their hunger. See, the angel came before this one. In the person's mind, the person is watching Nigerian movies. So the angel moved to the one that is hungry and thirsty. Some people are here, in their mind they are watching football at home. Are you getting me? Tell your neighbor, be fully here. Did you really come to encounter God? See, your mind can be like Terminus Market. It is up to you to what? Arrest your mind. Arrest your thought. arrest your mind and force it to focus on God and the things of God. That's why you came. Am I communicating?
Malabo sabakataya. Malakata.
There was a time in my life, for straight 7 days, every night, I was having encounters with God's general. Today I will see William Branham. Tomorrow I will see Kenneth Hagin. Next tomorrow I will see Catherine Kuma. As in, every night for 7 straight days. Somebody say hunger. Pakataka barakataya. Mandeke purabasida halabata. I krondo sofrekete ligabatina. I will never forget, some years back, I was a president. I think that should be my final year. Either 2009 or 2010, if I'm not mistaken. I was the president of the Medical Student Fellowship. And we went for apostolic invasion in Dunamis Church in Jos here. Dr. Paul Elenche came and ministered. So after the meeting, some of us ex-cos of the fellowship, we met him, and then he laid hands on us. He prayed for us. It looked as if nothing happened. There was no any physical manifestation, but my heart, I was hungry. I knew I received something. I didn't know what I received until that night. In that night, I had an encounter with the man of God, Dr. Paul Enenche. I was in a meeting, seated like this, and he was preaching on the podium, and then suddenly a hand came and, as in, Jack Meek held my hand like this, lifted me up, and was swinging me around the auditorium of the hall where he was preaching. I could feel the hand holding me, but I could not see anybody. I could not see anybody. You know, around the circumference, like this. And then Dr. Paul was laughing. He said, that is the hand of God upon you. He said, that's the hand of the Lord. That's the hand of the Lord. I woke up from that dream, prophetic dream. I was feeling the anointing tangibly when I woke up. I knew I received an impartation. Somebody say hunger. As a medical student in my final year, there was a time I just became hungry. I was desperate for more. I was desperate for God. I started praying. Every morning I would go and pray. Those of you that know medical student hostel, there's what called Bank Road Hostel, close to Equa Challenge Bookshop there. So that was where I was staying. There is this upper room we go to pray. I'll go and pray. I will pray, come back, pray. I continue like that until one day I came back to rest my head. And then, bam, I had an encounter. I saw Catherine Kuhlman. Bam, she just moved. Please help the person. You know, atmospheres are contagious. Help her. Now, listen, don't be distracted. You know, I saw Catherine Kuhlman. She just appeared. And then she started teaching me something about worship. And then when she was done, she started worshiping God before me. And then when she was done, she went and laid down the same place I was lying down on the bed. And that was it. Hunger. You don't encounter God casually. How did God give me the vision for this ministry? You see, I know I am called. You know, there are those that God sent. I am called and sent. I didn't went. You know, there are people that are doing ministry because it is a good idea. I'm not one of such. How can I leave medical practice? I did grace. I have to hear the call clearly. Are you getting me? God called me. I knew when he called me. Even the vision of this ministry, I can tell you the date, the time, the venue that it was delivered. 25th of March 2014. Early hours in the morning, I was praying as early as 6 a.m. When suddenly I noticed the atmosphere in the room change. It was an avalanche of God's presence. And then I I was shaking like a leaf under that presence and power. And then the Holy Ghost came and stood and said, raise me a people of glory. I heard him clearly. This thing we call our vision, he dictated it word for word. 2014, March, I took the remaining part of the year to pray and seek counsel and prepare. Then 2015, we took off. Am I communicating? Encounters, they don't just happen casually. Some of you are too casual. Mandeke pora patanas. Lekoto se peletena. Let me round up this because the atmosphere is changing. He said, when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else. You want his presence more than money. You want his presence more than boyfriend or girlfriend. Some of us pursue money more than we pursue God. Am I communicating? When you pursue God more than you pursue money, he will give you more money than you can ever need. Sola bakataya. Elefrida. Isaiah 55 verse 1. I will pour. He said, look, everyone that tasted, come to the waters. Without money and without price, come and buy. You buy with hunger. You buy with hunger. You buy with spiritual thirst and spiritual hunger, because they are spiritual currencies for transaction. Next, how do you maximize your time of divine visitation? Be highly expectant to receive all that God has prepared for you. Be highly expectant. The expectation of faith. The partnership of faith. Luke 1:45. He said, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were what? Spoken of the Lord. You want to see a performance during your time of divine visitation? You must partner with God in faith. You must be highly expectant. That's why I say clarify your expectation. Have clearly defined expectation. What you want God to do for you. If it is healing, be clear. Because when the power of God is manifesting, it will materialize your desire. Am I communicating? Be highly desirous and very expectant. Acts 3 verse 5, Peter told the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting what? To receive something. It is what you are expecting to receive that you will receive. The power of God will meet you at the point of your faith. And your faith is proved by your words and your deeds of obedience. So you must obey the instructions of scriptures. You must obey the instructions of the Holy Ghost. You must obey prophetic instructions. You must be sensitive to the voice and leadings of the Spirit. Number 4, the last key. How do I maximize the time of divine visitation? Recognize and receive your God-sent prophet with the right attitude of heart. You must recognize and receive the sent one, the God sent anointed prophet, with the right attitude of your heart. The attitude of honor, the attitude of faith, the attitude of love, the attitude of obedience. Now listen to this statement, very important. God visits his people through his sent ones. Now look up. How the children of Israel, they cried unto God by reason of oppression. How did God visit them? How did God visit them? God needed to look for Moses. Appear to Moses at the burning bush. From that encounter, Moses was commissioned. He was sent to go and bring them out. Now look at Exodus chapter 3 verse 16. Exodus 3:16. You must recognize and receive the person and the ministry of the sent one to you. The one sent to you. How do you know the prophet sent to you? Check the impact of that person on your life. Am I communicating? You will know in your heart that this person is sent to me. Believe ye the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall you prosper. Am I communicating? Somebody once said, the difference between prophet and prosperity is the spelling. You will get it next year. It's the spelling. Your prophet is for your prosperity. Your prophet is for your profiting. You must learn to recognize them, be discerning, receive them with the right attitude of honor, of faith, of love, of obedience. Am I communicating? To reject them is to reject your visitation. Because God uses his anointed servant to visit his people. God's method are men. All blessings come from God. It flows to men, through men. Am I communicating? The greatest gift Jesus gave us when he ascended on high, led captivity captive. The Bible says he gave us what? The gift of men. Fivefold ministry gift. He gave to some apostle, prophet, teachers, evangelists, pastors. Am I communicating? We need to talk about honor, especially in this generation, that it's as if the devil has anointed people these days. You see them online, you see them everywhere, attacking the church, as in they have zero, there's this spirit of rebellion and dishonor flying everywhere. They discredit fathers, they discredit all the people God have sent to bless you. Now you think of it, by the time they are done poisoning your mind against all the people God have anointed to bless you, how will you be blessed? They will talk against Pastor E. Adeboye, attack Bishop Oyedepo, attack this one, attack that one, attack. When listen, and you will see Christians online commenting, say, "Kai, na true, all these men of God, na con men." And you never receive from anyone without honor. For you to receive, honor must be in place. Honor is a key to access to anybody's grace. Am I communicating? Dishonor is a padlock. Honor is a key to anybody's grace. He said, "Go, gather the elders of the Israel together. Say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you." Ask yourself, how did God visit them? Did you see God coming down physically? He came in the person of Moses. Moses visiting them is God visiting them. He said, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he preserved. Am I communicating? God said, you see how I bore you on eagle's wing unto myself. Moses was that prophetic eagle. The elders of the Jews builded and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the son of Iddo. Am I communicating? This is very, very critical. Palataya. Give me 4 verse 31. That's in Exodus 4:31. The Bible says there is a generation that cursed their father, and they don't honor their mother. May that not be our generation. He said, and the people believe. You know, Pastor Ye Adeboye said he drank tea with God, and everywhere went haywires. Some people say, which brand of tea? So how can he say he drank tea with God? He is wrong. You see, when you don't know God, that is how you talk. Some are even, they have the audacity to even, some things are too high. See, when it comes to matters like this, it's a matter too high for you. Remove your hand. He said, touch not my anointed. Not even through your like. Not through your comment. Not through emojis. Somebody made a nasty comment about the men of God, the anointed, and then you put emoji.
you have touched the anointed with your emoji. And you will not be guiltless. Not you, in Jesus' name. In Luke 19 that we read, 41 to 44, you see that Jesus was the sent one. Jesus was the Messiah God sent to help the people of Jerusalem, his covenant people. But the Bible says he came to his own. They received him not. They rejected him. Rejecting your sent one, rejecting the man of God, God have put to bless your life, anointed and placed over you, is rejecting your healing, rejecting your deliverance, rejecting your prosperity, rejecting your destiny. Am I communicating? That was why Jesus wept too. He was crying for them. Because he was the one God sent to help them, but dishonor had made them to reject him. So he was crying because he can see the consequence, what the enemy is going to do to them. He said the enemy will cast a trench, compass you round about. The enemy will finish them. That was why Jesus was crying. If only they were discerning enough, they were sensitive enough, and they had a heart of honor, they received, they recognized and received Jesus that was sent for their rescue. Most of the time, before every demonic attack, God had sent somebody to help you, but you were not discerning. You rejected it. So the enemy now struck. Am I communicating? One period in my life, I was so worried. I said, God, why is it that some people, I pray, I prophesy over them, nothing happened. Some other people, I pray, I prophesy over them, testimonies every day. Things are just happening, working like magic. I was worried until God taught me that, look, only those that honor the grace and the anointing on your life can partake of it. So these days, I don't even waste my time praying for everybody. I discern. If I cannot see honor, I don't waste my time because I know it's not going to work. Am I communicating? Look at Luke chapter 4. Look at what Jesus said. Luke chapter 4. Verse 24. Watch this. He said, no prophet is accepted in his own hometown. Luke 4:24. He said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Why? Because of over-familiarity. Over-familiarity that will now lead to dishonor. Over-familiarity leads to dishonor. That's why no prophet is accepted in his town. Next verse. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias or Elijah, when the heaven was shut 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. Next verse. He said, but unto none of them was Elias or Elijah sent, except what? The widow of Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Now, there were many widows in Israel. Why didn't God send Prophet Elijah to rescue them? It's because God knows that over familiarity that leads to dishonor will close their heart towards him. They will not receive of his ministry. That's why God did not waste time. He said, go to the one that does not even know you. Am I communicating? Go to the widow. God sent. But thank God she did not reject the man of God. Thank God she received him. She recognized. She honored him. Am I communicating? It looked as if you read the story in 1 Kings 17, it looked as if she was doing Elijah a favor by giving her a last meal. But if you read what Jesus said, you will understand that actually it was Elijah that was doing her a favor, because God sent Prophet Elijah for her preservation, or else she would have perished in the famine with her son. Prophets are sent. They are agents of divine rescue. They will rescue you from famine. They will rescue you from economical holocaust. Am I communicating? Affliction. Look at the next statement. It says, and many lepers were in Israel in the days of Elisha, actually. That's King James, old King James version. Elisha, the prophet. None of them was cleansed except who? Saving Naaman the Syrian. Why didn't Prophet Elisha cleanse the lepers in Israel?
How come God sent him to Naaman? He sent him to Naaman and cleansed Naaman. The answer is simple. It's because of over-familiarity. Over-familiarity that leads to dishonor. God know that they will not accept his ministry and they will not receive what he carry. In Luke 10:41, Jesus said, "He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, rise to your feet, shall receive a what? A prophet's reward." Prophets are carriers of divine rewards. God's method are men. He visits his people through his anointed. They are agents of change. They are carriers of divine rewards. He that receive a prophet, so it matters your attitude, in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. The prophet's reward is spiritual, it's not physical. The prophet's reward is, it talks about the unique grace, the anointing, the blessing upon the prophet that is capable of producing what money can buy, what money cannot buy, including money itself. Hallelujah. So, say with me, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to maximize my time of divine visitation. I receive grace for high level spiritual sensitivity. I receive grace for discernment. I receive grace for spiritual hunger and thirst. I receive grace to be highly expectant, to receive all that God has prepared for me in this miracle service. I receive grace for obedience to the voice and leading of the Spirit, for obedience to divine and prophetic instructions. I receive grace to recognize and receive the person and the ministry of the one God have sent and anointed to be a blessing to me. I receive them with the right attitude of honor. I receive them with the right attitude of faith. I receive them with the right attitude of love. I receive them with the right attitude of obedience. Now lift up your voice and begin to make demand higher. Begin to make demand with your faith. Begin to make demand. Mandabakosata. Look at that list of your expectation. That list that you wrote down. That list in your mind. Oh yes, I want you to begin to make demand upon the power of God to meet all those needs. Kabaliko barakatai. Begin to make demand in faith. A faith demand upon the power of the Spirit. Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think or imagine. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. The Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived. I want you to lift up your voice. Say, "Father, tonight is my night of divine visitation." Lift up your voice and begin to declare. Kapateke balatia. I receive my miracle here and now. I receive my healing here and now. I receive my supernatural breakthrough here and now. Manda boskatai, liga bakatai, lebrando kosata. Tonight is an encounter night, a night of divine encounter. I come to encounter God on this mountain. Kabaliga barondo soprekete. A quick work shall the Lord do in this place. Lift up your voice. Lika bakatai. With hunger. Press. Press in for your miracle.
Press for a divine encounter. Press for a divine visitation. Press for a supernatural turnaround. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our hearts with singing. Kapateke balatai. Every sorrow is turning into laughter. Liga bakatai. La brande kepo. Manda baka sabatai. Don't be casual. Don't be casual. You don't encounter God casually. Get serious. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Let your heart reach out to him. Let your heart reach out to him. Let your heart reach out to him to receive your encounter, to receive your miracle, to receive your breakthrough, to receive your turnaround. Kabalika barando bokosata. Ele prende kabose belete. Pataka bakataka balatai. Liga bakatose bilakapata. Make sure you are praying. Liga bakonde kepelete. I didn't come here for sightseeing. I didn't come here for entertainment and fun. I came to encounter the God of the universe. I came for an encounter. Alabakatai, a destiny defining encounter. Liga bakatila, with the God of miracles, signs and wonders. It's my time of divine visitation. It's your time of divine visitation. Supernatural turnaround. Dramatic turnaround. Shalabakasabakatai. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our hearts were singing. Then it was noise among the heathen that the Lord has done great things for us. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O God, as the streams of the south. On this mountain, my God is turning around captivities. Shakabala barakatai. That sickness is leaving you finally. That pain is leaving your body finally. Shatakabalakatai. Liga brande kebalatai. Seasons of divine visitation are seasons of mighty, mighty, miraculous manifestation. They are times of supernatural manifestation. Prophecies are finding rapid fulfillment. They are times of divine performance. Shataka barakatai. Receive grace for discernment. Receive a seeing eye. Receive a hearing ear. The spirit of seeing and knowing is coming upon somebody. The spirit of seeing and knowing. The anointing. Manda barude kepeletia. Jakapatai. Help the person. Bring them forward. Lagabakatai. Eko bakasata. Labarando boko sepeketea. Shaladaradabaladai. Roko boko toko brekete. Shalabababababas. Shaladas. Scales. Receive a Sinai. Receive a Sinai. Fire. Receive a Sinai. Fire. Manda Kaba. Scales are falling off their eyes. Receive a Sinai. Turn. Manda Kebronda Kaba. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the fire. I receive the fire. Lift up your hands. Shalabababos. Ilagabarakatai. Yahweh. Sabaoth. My God.
Yahweh.
Lift up your hands and worship.
Yahweh. restoration. Something the enemy took from you. A grace. I'm seeing the restoration of a grace that you used to operate in before. And it looks as if the thing is gone. It's being restored now. That grace is restored now. That grace is restored now. Help them. Bring them forward. Receive. Receive. Restoration. Restoration. Lift up your hands. I'm seeing people's spiritual fire being restored. Lost fire, lost passion, lost zeal, lost prayer life, lost prayer fire, lost passion, fire for God and the things of God. Lift up your hands. Say, I receive fresh fire. Now lift up your voice and begin to cry out. Father, I receive a supernatural restoration. Leke borande ke preke teke brakatai. Alabata, help them. Bring them forward. I'm seeing people's hunger, people's fire, people's passion. It's being restored now. Alabababababababa. Yay, the set time has come. I prophesy. This is your set time. This is your set time. Enter, receive favor. I'm seeing the Lord opening doors. An anointing for supernatural open doors. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Every door that has been shut against you. Kabali kabarakata kabrakatai. Ekondo sete tetila. Bakata katiki balatai. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command every closed door opens now. I command every door shut against you be open now. Doors of promotion be open now. Doors of supernatural breakthrough be open now. Doors of favor be open now. Financial doors, financial doors be open now. International doors be open now. Is your season of multiple open doors. Multiple open doors. Doors are opening for you in high places. And I'm seeing somebody, destiny helpers, your destiny helpers. I see them running to you. They are flocking to you. An army of destiny helpers, they are rising up for you. They will help you. They will favor you. They will support you. They will support your cause. They will support your dream. They will support your vision. They will give to you. They will give you money. They will give you opportunities. They will give you connection. In the name of Jesus. Before I came, while I was preparing, the Lord told me, everyone believing God for a job, this is their service. If you are believing God for a job, God is giving you one here and now. All the people trusting God for a job, come and give me an handshake. That was the instruction I was giving. Come and receive an handshake. And as you are receiving this handshake, your employment letter is entering your hands. Every
every closed door in the area of employment. Listen, the stubborn ones, God will not only open them, He will scatter them to pieces. Every barrier is broken. Every opposition is removed. Kabali kabrande kepa. You see, as you have seen their face, they will stand on this altar and testify. And this job is coming by favor, by God's favor and by God's mercy. Beyond your qualification, beyond your merit, is going to happen by God's favor and by God's mercy. Bible said they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but by thy arm, thy right hand, the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Stretch forth your hands and receive your employment letter. Balika sabakate elikotatelia kabande zulekete. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, receive your miracle job now. Receive your miracle job now. Receive your miracle job. Congratulations. 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 Go and return with a testimony. Congratulations. Take your miracle job. I just saw somebody. You got rejected several times for something that you applied for. I don't know whether it's a job or something, or a visa or grant or contract, whatever it is. And the Lord say, by His favor, higher. By His favor, you have moved from rejection to acceptance. His favor, the favor of God, the grace of God, the favor of God is granting you divine acceptance. The Lord said, go again, apply again. This time around, the favor of God will speak for you loudly. You shall be accepted. No more rejection. Let me pray. Anyone, anything that has died in your life, whether it is in your body, any organ that is dead or dying, whatever has failed, your business, your finances, your academics, every hopeless case that appears dead and buried. Listen to me. Dead marriages, dead relationship, whatever has died or is dying, by the power, lift up your hands, by the power of resurrection, the greatest power God ever released was the power that raised Jesus from the dead. And by that power, I command everything called dead in your life, I command it to come back to life. I command it to come back to life. I command it to come back to life. Dead businesses, come back to life. Dead academic careers, come back to life. Dead organ tissue, come back to life. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is called dead, by this resurrection anointing, it is coming back to life. It is springing back to life. Konde sevredos ketila branda kapataya. Zeli kotaya. Lift up your hands. Jele frode sile bile kida. Ka brande kepo sheli vrakatai. Katapole kete. I'm seeing somebody, a lady. Your marital destiny is being resisted. Your marital destiny is under siege, is under attack. But the Lord said, I should release an anointing to shatter all the barriers, all the anti-marital spell, every demon, every devil anointed from the pit of hell to destroy your marital destiny. I come with the rod of power, stretch forth your hands, and with the scepter of authority, whatever has vowed that you will not marry or you will not marry well, in the name of Jesus, any altar they stood, I command those powers to be broken now. I command those powers be broken now. I prophesy, step into your marital destiny. Receive your miracle husband. Receive your miracle wife. Anti-marital spells and demons, they are judged by fire. Any altar they stood to curse you that you will not marry well, I stand on this exalted altar of blazing fire, and I decree and declare, you shall marry and marry well. Those powers fighting your marital destiny, they are swallowed. If you are feeling pain, I'm seeing the Lord healing people of leg pain, pain and leg. If you are having pain anywhere in your leg, any pain anywhere in your leg, come forward. I will start with them. Come forward. I'm seeing the Lord healing leg condition, any form of pain or sickness or swelling or whatever on your leg, come forward. Kaliborondo sofrekete. That pain is leaving you now. That pain is leaving now. The healing that Jesus procured 2,000 years ago, that healing is being released to you now. Put your hand where you are feeling the pain and where you need a miracle. After this set, I'm going to minister to the remaining sick people. I'm seeing growth leaving people. Growth, swelling, growth and swelling. That will be the next set of people I'm going to minister to. Malako Zeviletena. Shalabatai. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the pain. Go! Be healed now! Be healed now! Be healed now! Shataka Balakatai. Out! You are free. Begin to do what you could not do before. Exercise your faith. Father, I command the pain in the name of Jesus. Out! Out! Be healed! Ever. You are free. Help them to exercise their faith. Shatakabaya. In the name of Jesus, I command this pain. Be gone now. Be healed totally. Jesus, you are free. In the name of Jesus, amen. I command the pain out. Be gone. Amen. Be healed. Amen. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. Christ maketh you well. Maketh you whole. In Jesus' name. Amen. Look at me, my sister. What's the challenge? Help me. Give to somebody this. In the name of Jesus. Mic on my mouth. I release the healing power of God right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. My God. I'm feeling the power of God going through your body. Oh yes. Help her. Oh yes. Be healed totally from the crown of your head. Allah. To the sole of your feet. You are free. I command every abnormality to be corrected.
every abnormality to be corrected in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Command the wound to dry up. I command every abnormality in your leg to be corrected by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Just allow her.
The Holy Ghost is performing a surgery on her body. When he is done with her, she will get up by herself and she is totally healed and totally free.
Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the swelling to be gone. I curse the root of this affliction in the name of Jesus. I release the healing power of God upon this leg. Let every abnormality be corrected by fire. By this healing anointing, let the swelling go. Every pain disappear. The root cause of the swelling out. Lift it up. Lift up your crutch. Come this way.
Wow, look at what Jesus has done. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Look at me, congratulations, ma. Come, congratulations. Help her up. Lift it up. I want you to lift it up like this. Follow me, come. Just follow me. Lift it up. Come. Lift it up. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Anywhere you have growth in any part of your body, come forward. Growth anywhere, swelling, lump, anywhere, whether in the breast, in the abdomen, anywhere, come forward. That's the next case. Swelling, growth, anywhere, lump, anywhere, Jesus is touching you, and that growth, that swelling, that lump is disappearing. After this, I'm going to pray for people with eye condition, whether it is short-sightedness, long-sightedness, itchy eyes, red eyes, blindness, partial blindness, complete blindness. People with eye problem will be the next, and then those with hearing problem. Whether you are deaf or having hearing impairment, you will come together with those with eye condition. I'm going to minister for you. Now lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Put your hand where you need a miracle. I need Pastor Simi. Pastor Simi, please help me. Kalobo shata kabaya. Le brondosko pote kida. Malabo sheli fratole gidas. Swelling anywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus. I command the swelling, die, dematerialize, disappear, out. You are healed. It is gone. Father, I command the swelling, die, dematerialize, dissolve, out. Be gone. Jesus, you are free. Marital condition. Ola gabashataya. Your marital destiny is settled by fire. Every force, every power from the pit of hell fighting your marital destiny, it is broken. You are free. Lift up your hands. All the people with eye condition, ear condition, come forward. You are next. Come forward. Kaleboko sepeletena, randeke bresko poreketia. Father, I command every allergic rhinitis, every redness, itchiness, eye condition, clear off, be healed now. You are free. Jesus' name. Look at you. every eye abnormality, redness of eyes, itchiness, allergy, conjunctivitis, I command it to be healed right now. Let those demons come out of your eyes. Heart condition, lung condition, breathing problem, in the name of Jesus, let it be corrected by fire. I release the healing power of God upon this body. Be healed totally. Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Put your hand there. Father, I command the pain to leave right now. Out. Be healed. You are free. Jesus' name. Breathing. Now, I want you to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Tilt your head up like this. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. Father, every devil behind this breathlessness, in the name of Jesus, out! I speak life. Fresh breaths. Breathe in. Fresh breaths. Yes. Fresh breaths. Fresh breaths. Fresh breaths. Fresh breaths. Fresh breaths. My God, the power of God. The power of God is upon you. The power of God is upon you. The power of God. This one is deliverance. So is deliverance. Every devil out. Out. Oh yes. Oh yes. The power of God is touching your lungs, touching your liver, touching your heart, correcting every abnormality. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed, be cleansed, be free. In Jesus' name, it is done. Now lift up your hands. If you are sick and I'm here to pray for you, put your hand anywhere you need a miracle. If it is you're having headache, it's on your head, put your hand there. If it is on your head, your neck, your back, anywhere you need a miracle, anywhere you are feeling the pain, I'm about to pray a mass prayer. Lika Batoza, can you lift up your hands? Except you are among the people that are instructed to put hand where they need a miracle. The rest of you lift up your hands. And I want your amen to be the loudest as I pray for you right now. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I take authority over every pain in any part of your body. Every spirit of infirmity, every devil behind the pain, in the name of Jesus, I command those pain and those devils behind the sickness, come out of your body now. Be healed in your body now. I declare total healing for you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive your healing now. I command the pain to be gone now. You are free. Come on, rejoice. Celebrate. Do what you could not do before. Do what you could not do before. Move that head, move that neck, move your leg. You are healed. Come on, rejoice. Rejoice. The King of all power. Lift up your hands and just go ahead and appreciate him. Go ahead and worship him. Now, while we are waiting to take some testimonies, I want Intimacy to give us 1-2 minutes of worship. We're just going to worship God. Now, if I've ministered to you and you know God have touched you, please meet Pastor Nenkub or Pastor Mafeng behind and Pastor Nenku, Pastor Mafen, when you are ready, just come. I want us to take some of the testimonies of instant miracle, instant healing, encounters. If you had an encounter, it's also a miracle, okay? If God visited you in form of encounter, bring the volume a bit. Whether it is miracle of healing in your body, or any other form of miracle, or you had a divine encounter, you had a visionary encounter, you had an angelic encounter, is also a miracle. Meet the pastors behind. If you are beginning to see signs that God has started healing you, meet them. One of the ways you perfect your miracle is by testifying. Is the best way. Time of visitation is the day of salvation. It's the day of salvation. All eyes closed, all heads bow. Now, I want to give opportunity to some special categories of people here. If you know you are in this place, and you know that if Jesus should come now, as in if the rapture happens now, you are not sure of going with him because your ways are not right with him. Either you are not born again, or you gave your life to Christ before, but you backslided, went back to the world. I'm giving you an opportunity now to be restored to Jesus. Either to give your life to him or to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want you, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. Just lift up your right hand. God bless you. 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 Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Ushers, protocol, hope you are seeing. Please locate them. Now come forward, take another step of faith, carry your Bible, your journal, your writing material, come to Jesus. This is the greatest miracle that is happening today. The miracle of salvation of souls. Come on, go ahead and celebrate Jesus. God bless you. God bless you for this service of souls into the kingdom. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Salon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-65-30-2610 or 070-36-99-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.